Hello, dear M. I'm stealing a few lines from a Frank O'Hara poem to tell you this. I can't imagine anything more fun than talking to you. Partly because of how lovely you smile, and partly because I really like you. I'm writing you a letter, and I wish I could send myself together with it. I would like to take you to my favourite museum and tell you all of this while looking at Roman sculptures. But I would rather look at you than all the sculptures in the world. Do you know how I realised that I like you? It was that one time we were sitting next to each other and I saw your eyelashes. The most beautiful eyelashes I have ever seen. Sorry, it feels silly writing this, and I don't mean to sound awkward, but at this moment in my life, I'm becoming more aware of what happens around me as I started noticing all these details in landscapes and people. Then there was this other time when you smelled really lovely while we hugged. Another time, I liked how your shirt was rolled beautifully around your neck. Here's a question of something to think about. It's not often that I see you alone, but do you ever feel alone? Well, I have to admit that I feel lonely right now. I'm traveling and I'll be away for a week. Nevertheless, staying in this foreign city feels like being wrapped in a warm embrace. The days are very long, and I like to walk while following the sunset. It already feels like summer. Today I saw a couple of young men holding hands, and I kept thinking of you. Your message is fine to me. But I'm too shy to write back. I posted one of my Instagram stories, a landscape in sunset, and you replied with, "This is everything that I need right now." And I find it very beautiful because of its sincere sentimentality. And profoundly sad because we're not together. I'll keep these words in my mind and I hope to see you soon. Hugs and kisses. Sorry for writing again. It was going to be a long love letter, but instead it turned out like a short heartbreak poem. I'm talking over the speaker. The words we say just echo around, a word game. We avoid saying the important things, missed calls, and just liking message without replying, as if mutual friends forced us into a group chat, or were just people that we knew from high school, or strangers making an eye contact. Back then, do you remember how much we used to talk over the phone? I called when I felt anxious or when I was walking somewhere. "Let's have a smoke," I'd say, as if to take a break from what occupied our day. You called when you disliked the people around, to share a new idea or just to complain about a recent fight. We used to talk about your heartbreaks, the way we used to be silent about mine. Now, I feel you're overwhelmed, afraid, paranoid, and it seems like it's all too much. I take it as a caution. Our closeness stands on fragile legs. Will we try to secure them from breaking? Hello, stranger. You don't know me. And I don't know you. But I noticed you once under flickering neon lights in a nightclub. I was dancing with people around me, the way our bodies and clothes touched was actually an unintentional tenderness that we shared. But my sight was fixed on you. There was something in the way you were dancing in the crowd. I don't remember much from the night, and it doesn't even matter, but I remember you. And the way you suddenly turned to face the audience. It was as if you wanted to take it all in, to become one with the whole crowd. It felt like there was nobody there but you. A camera flash. A short dream I remember from waking up too soon. A slow motion sequence from a film. Patches of red and pink light over silhouettes. Glasses clinking and the sound of a drinking glass shattering. Watch out! A group of people cuts their way through the crowd. A couple kissing in front of the stage. Someone in the back having a bad night. Their friends probably made them go out, regardless. What is it about not disappointing other people? The trees outside the club. It's almost dawn. Someone trying to have a conversation over the phone. Now it's all green. A video is playing behind the DJ. I'm too shy to meet you, dear stranger. I'm even afraid to get to know you. I'm falling in love. But it feels like I'm falling in love with the idea of being in love with you. The fact that you're a stranger does more to me than knowing you will do. While I was crushing on other people during the day, I was dreaming of you during the night. I loved you in each dream. You had the same name, but she looked different each time. While dreaming, in each second, in a blink of an eye, you changed into a new person. But I still knew it was undoubtedly you, dear stranger. While dreaming, I remember asking myself, how can I love someone that changes all the time? And then I realized that the dreams weren't about you. They were about myself. And how I learned to love myself in every way that love changed me. Sincerely yours. We'll be right back. Dear stranger, I watch you leaving the beach under moonlight, holding hands with another. Seeing you together reminds me of how lonely I am. Now you're in a metro, sitting and talking. It's almost midnight and I try to read your lips. It's no use since I don't know your language. I quickly lose sight of you among the crowd. You ask for my phone and I try to type in the Wi-Fi password with no success. A quick wink and a smile should assure me that you have this under control. I feel silly not knowing how to respond, so, well, I just smile back. Later, I dare myself not to think about you as I look outside the bus window as I leave your city. Once, you were a bartender. It seems like you've been crying recently. What's wrong? Another time you were sitting across from me on a train. You were at a museum taking a closer look at an artwork label. You were carefully listening to the audio guide. You were falling asleep with your earphones in, probably after a long day at work. You were dancing in the crowd while trying to light a cigarette. I'd like to meet you, dear stranger. I'd like to talk to you. You seem like you have a beautiful voice. With love, Darko.